A scathing independent review into MediaWorks has exposed allegations of sexual assault, bullying and a boys' club culture. The company's chief executive, Cam Wallace, has apologised today to current and former staff for the harm that's been caused. But one employment lawyer says it's going to take a lot to change the culture. Katie Doyle reports.
It's an extremely critical review. Sexual assault allegations, a boys' club culture, gender and race discrimination, bullying and misuse of drugs and alcohol. Ordered earlier this year, the review by Maria Ju QC arose after allegations emerged on social media about people in the New Zealand entertainment industries. In a pre-recorded statement, the chief executive of MediaWorks, Cam Wallace, thanked those who had taken part.
The executive and board here at MediaWorks are determined to make this the best place to work in the media industry in New Zealand, and we strongly support the findings.
More than 100 current staff and former staff were interviewed, and 483 workers were surveyed. The review found the company had a boys' club culture with a history of males dominating leadership positions. Part of the findings have been voiced.
It is my assessment that MediaWorks has done little to address this male dominance in MediaWorks. It is this imbalance that is causing many of the problems in the current culture. It has enabled the damaging perception of the boys' club to thrive.
Staff also reported concerns about racism or racial discrimination. Jokes that brown people don't have money, with one staff member being asked, "Can you just tone down the Māori?" The review found MediaWorks had made some effort to promote te reo on its iwi radio stations, but there were massive shortfalls.
The reports of some racist behaviour towards Māori and the lack of Māori language visible across MediaWorks' general media platforms does reinforce their experience.
Central to the report was an incident in 2019. It details the experience of a young woman who wasn't an employee attending a promotional event. She became heavily intoxicated and doesn't recall much of the evening, but knows she was involved sexually with an employee more than 20 years her senior.
Following the incident, MediaWorks failed to manage the matter properly. The people and culture team lacked the appropriate level of expertise to deal with this serious incident. There were a number of missteps made in MediaWorks' response, causing the internal investigation to be inadequate.
A leading employment lawyer, Steph Dyberg, says the review was incredibly thorough and commended the courage of those who had come forward.
And the worst thing about it is when people had the courage to speak up and be brave and make complaints or raise issues. You know, the callous indifference of the organisation to addressing that was shocking, but unfortunately in my work, not that surprising.
But she warns it will take a huge commitment from the top to affect any real change. She says simply fiddling at the margins doesn't cut it.
It takes real leadership, and it takes that leadership looking at itself first and saying, what do we as a leadership team do that contributes to this? And getting some external help with that. To say, this is what you all do that perpetuates this.
The review made 32 recommendations, including committing to company-wide change, and all have been accepted by MediaWorks.